Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world, and welcome to the Bloody Awesome Movie Podcast spoiler minisode for Expendables 4 / Expendables. Ugh. My name is Matt Hudson from What I Watch Tonight, and joining me as ever from across the pond is John Burke of BurkeReviews.com. How are you, sir?
I am doing very well, Matt. Ready to spoil some things.
Yeah, well, let's get the top level thoughts out of the way. We both did not like, generally for the same reasons, mainly because it just isn't a very good film. But there were a few things which we couldn't touch upon on our non-spoiler review, which came out a few days ago. Check it out, because it's a banger of an episode in general. So now we are going to dive into the major moments from Expendables 3. Now, JB, you and I both have the same beat that we want to mention, but I'll throw it over to you because you messaged this to me after it happened in the theatre.
Yes.
The major moment, which comes early in the film.
I didn't message what it was because I knew you. I wasn't sure if you'd seen it, but I wanted to know if you'd seen it, because the big twist in the beginning of the film, we alluded to this in the episode, the main episode, but they kill Sylvester Stallone after, what, like 20 minutes? It's like after the first major action scene. We have a micro action sequence at a bar where Statham beats up some guys with brass knuckles, and then Stallone flips a guy over. But our first full expendable scene, we've met Andy Garcia. He is now in charge of the Expendables. He sends them off on a mission. And they Stallone is flying the plane for whatever reason. Well, because he's, I guess, too old to actually go out and do anything, so he's just in the plane. And the plane is shot down by Eco. Well, I'm sorry. I guess at first it's shot down by the big, like, anti-aircraft, like, truck that Statham takes out despite being told not to, which I just realized why that's even more annoying. I will get to that in a second. But it says, don't do this. He interferes. Eco then shoots it with an RPG, with a sniper rifle, and it didn't even make sense how he was where he was when he shot it. Like, none of the spatial stuff makes sense.
Nothing makes sense here, John. Just in general, nothing makes sense.
But so Stallone crashes. We see a burnt up hand wearing his ring that was the focus of the bar fight. And it seems like, wow, what a bold move this movie has done. They took the biggest name on the roster, the guy who started this franchise, and killed him. Wow, like, Stallone's really passing the baton. I thought... inspired, even, you know, like, what a move. I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't see that coming from the trailers. They definitely did a good job of kind of burying that. What an interesting film this will be about, like, this Christmas needing to get revenge or needing to right his wrong because he didn't follow orders, only for the end of the film to take it all back. And Stallone shows up, saves the day in a helicopter. And then we get a Soderbergh style Ocean's 11 reveal of how he faked his death. I was so mad that they pulled that at the end. To be fair, they didn't do much with the death. Like, there is, like, oh, he's sad, he's off the team nonsense. But at the end of the day, it really didn't, like, it didn't elevate the material at all. But to back out on it at the end felt like, oh, guys, that's super lame.
They tried to play it off, didn't they? Where they're like, you know, we're all expendable. This is just part of the mission. You know, people die. They tried to, you know, 50 Cent and that. They tried to kind of play it off as that. But I thought it was a ballsy move. And even though the guy's called Barney, I forgot about that, Barney in Christmas. Even though, yeah, I've got no connection to the character whatsoever, I'm fully aware, having seen all four films now, that Sly Stallone is pretty much your link throughout all four of them. He's your main man. So to have him taken out in the first 20 minutes by almost, it's not a cheap shot, but it is kind of the way it's done. And then to have that visual evidence, confirmation, which is something we always say, it's getting more and more prevalent and, dare I say, annoying now. But if you don't see the body, how do you know they're dead, even in situations where they have to be? So the film goes out of its way to show, look, there's a burnt up corpse and there's a hand with the ring on, and they, you know, they eulogize the hand, they take the hand into the bar and put it up, you know, flipping the bird and very, you know, he died how he lived and all that. I like this, you know, this is pretty ballsy thing to do. And like you say, passing the torch. And for these old action heroes as well, let's not pretend that they don't live on ego as well. You know, Sly Stallone is he will see himself as the leading man of this very manly film. So for him to be able to kind of almost, you know, pass the torch, throw the towel in and say, I'm done, was a big move. And then just to bring him back at the end in the almost awfulest of way, it's so stupidly done. You know, Statham he's face to face with, you know, shock horror. Andy Garcia is the villain. As soon as I saw his name on the cast list, he's the villain. There's something going to happen. He's going to be. It's just, it was just there. They're having this standoff, and, you know, Statham's about to get shot, and then Andy Garcia gets just absolutely wasted by this helicopter. And somehow, from about 500 meters away, Statham can see who it is. But the stupid thing is, when he gets in back to the chopper, it takes Jason Statham about a minute or so to actually turn around and say, hold on, you were dead. They're just talking like normal. And then he's like, oh, hold on, how did you get out? I was like, dude, come on. And the worst part of this, JB, is not that that in itself is awful, because the whole film's awful. I make no bones about that. But when they, with this kind of Soderbergh reveal about how he survived, firstly, yes, switch brain off, suspend reality. Even then, I'm like, this is awful. But they basically murder an innocent man to further this plot. Like the jumbo shrimp, the body who is switched out for. He didn't do anything wrong other than win a bet. And yeah, look, he's probably he's clearly an undesirable dude. But the film never actually once said he wronged them in any way that meant he deserved to be, by the looks of it, drugged or knocked out and then strapped into a burning plane and then incinerated in just so Barney could get out. I was like, these guys are just cold-blooded and not in a funny way. And I think the whole point was meant to be funny, but I was like,
yeah, it was. They definitely played it for a joke. You know, it's dark. Like
it is very, very dark. But I hated the turnaround. And I've said on the non-spoiler, I don't find particularly joy in sitting here absolutely like dusting films, but I hated the fact that they finally went there and did it. You said on the non-spoiler that heroes need to die sometime, whether it's the third, fourth, or second film or whatever. You know, back in the 80s, you know, the heroes would take licks. You know, they'd get a beating. Nowadays, you've got Vin Diesel and The Rock contractually can't lose a fight. You know, just stop that. Get that in the bin. We need to see the heroes, you know, succeed, but maybe at a cost, because it adds something to the film. And this film wouldn't have been any better, but it would have at least had something. I could have come out of this theater and thought, okay, I wasn't a fan of the film, but I respect the move to take Stallone off the board in the way that they did. But they went back into the JB, and that's kind of the film in a nutshell. It just didn't have the balls to do anything different. It is every action film you've ever seen, ever, and it distilled into one.
Well, and like Statham says, like, make my sacrifice count.
I've got that in capitals on my notes. Make my sacrifice count,
which they had said a couple of times, something along those lines. And I'm like, I was like, oh man, he's really going to go out too. And that, so they essentially take both the main characters were going to die the way this movie played out, right? Barney's dead early. He's giving himself up to save his team. I'm like, what a noble passing of the baton. And then nope, neither of them are dead. We love being the stars. Screw everybody else. Like, yeah, it's so ridiculous. And just to
who's left without them?
Yeah, well, it's fair. I think one of the sign of the bad dialogue is, I'm pretty sure, and I can't find a direct quote yet because the movie's too new, but Andy Garcia refers to Christmas as genital warts, and I think he says, you're like genital warts, you show up when no one wants them. And I'm like, always, no one's ever like, ooh, genital warts. Like, it's like not a good thing.
Ooh, lovely. Wish I had them. It's
such a dumb statement. Like, you just call them genital warts, but like the rest of the line is bad. It's not a joke when you say it the way you said it.
He's making it up on the spot and doesn't know when to win. So he has to kind of keep going with the joke. And I got to keep going. It's like, dude, just first, it wasn't funny enough. Or if you want to say, just like, you like genital warts, it's not funny, but we can all understand what he's on about. Mm-hmm. Don't then explain the gag. Don't do that.
And again, we're not supposed to like him, but it just, he's so over the top. And even like when he dies, it's it's so violent. And like, yeah, that the Jumbo Shrimp thing really bothered me. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was like, from what we could tell, he lost. Barney was a sore loser who then went and kicked the crap out of everybody, took back the thing he lost fairly. And because, like, the thing is, he's like, well, it's sentimental. He doesn't offer anything in exchange for the ring, right? He's not like, well, what if I buy it from you or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't do any. They're not heroes. And maybe they're not supposed to be heroes, but, like, they're supposed to be. Like, they're stopping World War III from happening, but they did kill this other guy so they could, he could out Ocelot. Which is Andy Garcia's character, apparently. And which
stupid thing where if he's the last of this gang, Barney, so when they all die, it unlocks this identity and these secrets, which again, we can only be revealed when everyone's dead and...
Or something, right? Like, yeah, that sounds plausible. No, it's just, it's, again, the movie doesn't need to be complicated. It makes itself complicated because it thinks it's being smart, but it's like, it's, you're not being smart. You're someone who's pretending at being smart, and it's just make the simple action film. Give your audience what they're there for. They are there for interesting action. We want some dumb one-liners like the 80s movies used to do. I mean, there's some really bad one-liners in the 80s, but you know, why I think our dad humor is so pun based, right? Because 80s action films were puns. Is Arnold Schwarzenegger like, stick around? Yeah, it's
if they did that in this film, Andy Garcia would have explained what he meant by that, stick around, because the knife is through you and you're stuck to the wall. That's how it would have gone. Like, no, that's not how it works. They just got the basics wrong. Like I said, no chemistry, bad dialogue without the cheesiness. There's no cheese to this, it's just bad. Now, the action isn't inspiring. Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. The important question I have, do you think Jason Statham's character Christmas is related to Denise Richards' character, also named Christmas, in the very famous James Bond film? Well,
Jason Statham's come three times now in these films, at least, so there is certainly a difference between the two of them. But what a stupid name. I don't even know what his first name is, but it's something Christmas. We get the ubiquitous ho, ho, ho moment in this with Andy Garcia's character, and it's just silly. And I like Jason Statham as a dude. He seems like a really nice guy. He's committed to his craft. He isn't a thespian, isn't a particularly great actor, but I like a lot of the films he's in, and I like him in them, even if he's not great. He's not great here.
His first name is Lee. I went to the first movie and he has a credit there. Lee Christmas.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, it's just one of the lines as well is the nuke is definitely on board. And I was like, the nuke? God, why has everything got to be a nuclear bomb? Why is it so big? And then they just casually explode a nuclear bomb right at the bottom of the sea, which of course wouldn't cause any issues whatsoever. And I'm not sitting here saying there has to be scientific logic here where, oh my God, the tectonic plates have shifted. But like, everything about this is, it should be so daft it's enjoyable, but the fun isn't there. Like, I just didn't get any fun. It's not that the characters are kind of sleazy, but they're just not. I just couldn't care less about them. I mean, you look at the guys in Predator, for example. None of them are nice guys at all. None of them are nice. They have no redeeming qualities, but I'll be damned for me if I don't root for them every time I watch that film. I don't get the same vibe here, despite that they're trying to kind of play themselves off as a modern throwback or riff on those old films, but now they have become the thing that they swore to destroy. They are now just an overblown, generic action film, which has no creativity and it has no originality, but it has no fun. More like some of the 80s films are bloody awful, John, but they're fun.
Jeez.
It doesn't have that.
Real quick, before we wrap this up, first thing, do you know Randy Couture's character's name? Because I did not.
Not without looking at the cast list.
So, Toll Road.
Okay.
Toll Road. And I don't think that's a, like, you know, like in G.I. Joe, they have like call signs. I think these are supposed to be their real first and last names. Looking at The Expendables, the first movie, Barney Ross is Stallone's character. I don't see like what the, if I should be catching something with that name. Lee Christmas feels like there should be something there. Like Lee Christmas, Lee Early Christmas, Early
Holy
Christmas.
Holy Night, Silent Night, I don't know.
Jet Li's character, do you remember what his name was?
Nope.
Yin. You know what his last name is?
Nope.
Yang, because he's Asian. Dolph Lundgren's name, Gunnar Jensen, but Gunnar, so, you know, bit there.
Scandinavian.
This one I did not remember, but Terry Crews's name. Nope. Hail Caesar.
Hail. Oh, for God's sake. And I enjoyed the second Expendables film. The first one's fine. The third one's awful. But it's been a decade, and I don't remember any of the characters, so even less reason to care about this one.
Yeah. So, yeah, folks, that's probably all we need to say about it. The spoilers are exactly what...
I don't
want to
crap it anymore.
Yeah, but we didn't like Expendables 4. It feels like a minimal effort. And again, Stallone is getting old, so I don't expect him to do all the action, but I don't think there could have been a more give-me-my-paycheck performance than, I'll show up, I'll let Statham fight for me, I will sit in a cockpit with Statham for a scene that's really annoying, by the way. I will then die in said plane, not show up for the next 50 minutes, but then make a triumphant return to still be the hero of the film. And then make a really dark joke where we killed a dude. We murdered a dude for stealing my ring.
It's like that meme, get out there and make it all about you. It's what Sly's done. Look, Dolph, Megan Fox, Andy Garcia, they're all here for a quick buck, and it shows. Fair play, go and get the bag. I've no issue with that, but from I just wish the film had more for it.
On the bright side, I guess where maybe the world kind of wins, it sounds like this movie didn't have a big box office. So, you know what? Backfire, maybe?
There's no need to do another. It took 10 years to get this one, and I have no idea what the studio justification for doing this a decade later. RT scores, critic scores, fan scores aren't the be-all and end-all. This isn't a beloved franchise, which people were clamouring for. This wasn't going to make you $750 million at a box office because the nostalgia's there. What was the reasoning for bringing this back other than old action stars, old geezers want to have another payday, want to flex their muscles, look manly again and have fun, because it probably was fun making this film. I just wish they'd made a fun film out of it.
Well, that's it, folks.
Yeah, that's the Expendables 4. If you liked it, fair play. Let us know what it is about it. We're here for all opinions. And if you disagree with us, let us know. Just keep it civil, guys. That's all we ask. But that is going to wrap up our spoiler mini-sode then for Expendables 4. We'll be back next week on the Bloody Awesome Movie Podcast with a non-spoiler and spoiler review of Saw X. Saw 10. But until then, JB, if they want to hear from us, where can the world find us on Instagram?
We're at Bloody Awesome Movie Pod.
And we want to hear from you as well on Twitter at BAMP_podcast, BAMP_podcast. Just search Bloody Awesome Movie Podcast on Facebook. Check out Rotten Tomatoes, where we will have included our review for The Expendables 4. And I'm not sure we're going to make that 13% go any higher. If you want to find me online, you can do whatiwatchtonight.co.uk and just search What I Watch Tonight across all of the socials, including Letterboxd. And JB, where are you?
I am at BurkeReviews.com and at BurkeReviews on all the social media platforms.
Yes, sir. And if you enjoy what we do here and on our sister show, Movie Astrology, we would be extremely grateful for 5 stars. And if you can write a review, a positive review, because it helps the show grow. It gets more listeners in. And we get to hear from more film fans each and every week, which is what we're all about. But with that, stay bloody awesome.
And keep watching movies. Blood, 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 bloody, 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 blood, blood, bloody.